Tice. Tice is the leader of the team that is organizing the Capture the Flag here at Y and has been doing that for that conference for a while already. And that's also what his talk is going to be about. Capture, an introduction to Capture the Flag and secret tokens. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for being here in this overcrowded tent. I'm really thrilled you came here instead of standing in the line for the badge. So, thanks. I'm going to talk today about the Capture the Flag and Secret Token game we host on this field. And I'm the team lead of the Capture the Flag team, which consists of multiple people. And we have been doing this for multiple years. So yeah, watch yourself. So we did this before. We did this before on OHM 2013. We did this before on SHA. We did this before on MCH. In 2013, we focused on the CTF scene with only online challenges, which were focused on the CTF players, so not the people on the field. In 2017, we focused on the CTF players and beginners. So we did a focus shift to make it more fun for the people on the field as well. In 2022, we made it even more about the visitors of the event, and we also started having on-site challenges. And we first introduced the secret token game, and now, why 2025, we're back. So, what is a CTF? A CTF is a Capture the Flag. A Capture the Flag game is a game where you capture flags by solving challenges, and a flag looks something like this. So this one does not work, but yeah, feel free to try. If you put these flags in, you score points. In this CTF, you score points from 50 to 500, and then you try to get up the scoreboard with scoring more points. The kind of challenges we have a whole board of challenges. So you pick one of the challenges, you solve the challenge, you get the flag, which you just showed, you score points, you have fun, and you repeat. And some players here do this all camp, which is fun for us, but of course there's more to do at the camp. So, that way. This is an alternative view of the scoreboard we have here, but it shows a bit about the kind of challenges we have. We have challenges which involve reverse engineering. We have challenges which involve crypto, forensics, network, Pwnable. We have web, and we have specific on-site challenges such as lockpicking and hardware challenges. And anything that does not fit one of these categories is going to be missed. Do you even hear me? Because the noise is insane I am receiving here. So an example challenge. This is a web challenge, 200 points. The name is Flyer. We use this in the teaser of the CTF. And the description was to promote the Y event, you could generate your own flyer. So you go to the challenge website, there's an input field, you can change some colors, and then a flyer pops out. So that's the normal usage of this website. And now your task is to do something else with it. So you could try different inputs, and with certain inputs, you could also get the source. You also were provided with the source code. With certain inputs, you would get code execution on the system, and then you can retrieve the flag from the system. We did this before in MCH 2022. By the time we had 45 challenges, of which 11 on site. We had a total of 800 teams signing up, which was huge. And from those 800, actually 463 scored points. In total, there were more than 3,000 challenges solved to all the teams together. And we had 100 teams playing on site at MCH. For Y, we upped the amount of challenges. We now have more than 50 challenges. So we started Friday already. A lot of people have been playing a lot of hours, and we stop at Monday at 6. So originally this talk was going to be last night, and that would be 2 hours in. So now we have been running for more than 24 hours. And these are some teasers of the challenges we have, like the old school Game Boy, which you need to exploit. So if you're into that, definitely try that challenge. And some of the other stuff, like the lockpicking we have on the right. About the lockpicking, I'm going to give another talk tomorrow night, and I hope that to at least have the same crowd over there. Then going to the statistics of this year, we have over 50 challenges and more than 13 online challenges. Might pop up some more if we have the time to finish some stuff. We have a total of 1,300 teams already signing up, which was 800 last time. And we have 820 teams already scoring points. So we have way more teams joining. And in total, we have almost 5,000 challenges solved. I made this a couple of hours ago, so I guess by now it's going to be 5,000 challenges solved. The current top score, we have a Dutch team, Superflat. They might be in the room. Another Dutch team at the second place. Another Dutch team at the fifth place. People are competing, scoring a lot of points, so I'm really wondering what the scoreboard will look like at the end of the CTF. We got a CDF tent on the field, which can be found on Deep Purple, which is right next to this tent over there. So after this talk, please join us in the CTF tent if you want. It looks like that. From the inside, it looks like this. We have multiple tables where people are playing all day. We have a lounge where you can sit and play. And we might even provide some refreshments. And if you're really good, we might even give you one of the specially brewed CTF beers. You might not score a lot of points after that, but... So come hang out, play the CTF. We're also info point if you have questions about the CTF or the secret token, which I'm going to touch on next. We have some on-site challenges, the lockpicking challenges. There are some other players, so you might meet other players if you want to work together. We are there all day till very late at night. I hope not as late as last night. And if you don't want to join the tent, you can use Discord to discuss stuff with us. But I never played the CTF. Good. This CTF is for you. We have a lot of beginner challenges. So anybody can join, anybody can enjoy the CTF. But I'm CTF guru. Then, good. This CTF is also for you. We have a lot of challenges for people who have played a lot of CTF. It's going to be more hardcore, but you don't have to be bored. But I don't like CTFs. Well, let's try something else. So we have a second game on the field, which is the secret token game. This is more like a scavenger kind of game. It was, the first installment was on MCH 2022. Stitch brought it up. He was like, it would be fun if we would have a secret token game like Born to Hack has. So we had no idea what it was. Looked into it like, yeah, we're gonna do that. So we organized it there and we brought it back for why. What are secret tokens? Secret tokens are small text strings or mini puzzles you need to solve. And you can find the token. This one's pretty clear. So it starts with secret, a word, and that's it. You can find it on the field or it might be... let me first finish this. So what you do, you find a token, you submit a token, you score points, you have fun, and you repeat. And some people do this all day. The secret token format is, it starts with secret. Like in the CTF, it starts with flag. But with secret token, it starts with secret, and then something after that. And that something is 4 till 64 characters, alphanumeric. So that means these characters. That doesn't mean there are no spaces, no special chars, no dashes, no lines. For example, this is a secret token you might want to make a picture of. Too late. A secret token might also be hidden in a puzzle. These are the puzzles from MCH, because I'm not going to spoil all the puzzles from here. So you solve the mini puzzle, for example, go to the labyrinth with your golf cart, and then you find a secret token. The stats of MCH, we had 49 different tokens, of which 48 tokens were found. So one token was not found, but that one was also pretty hard to find, because it was this one, which was on the big flag on the field. So I have no idea how everybody missed that. The first place found 41 of the tokens, so there was somebody was really active. Name over there, Dex. So we had a scoreboard with only 3 characters. In total, we have over 2,000 tokens which were found and 380 players. So we brought it back for why. We currently have over 100 secret tokens. So they're all over the field, digital systems, everywhere. We started yesterday as well, and we're going to run it to the same time, Monday till 6. We created a lot of tokens, but villages provided tokens, all the Orca teams provided tokens, even individual. Anybody can create a token and provide it to us. We'll check it and we'll probably add it to the system. We might stop doing that after tomorrow. If you have something really cool, send it. We might add it. We have secret puzzles as well. You can recognize them. They usually have this layout. And if you have not picked up one of the frags tonight, you might want to do that as well. There might be a token in there. Okay, so we talked about the CTF, I talked about the tokens, and if you have a team which is already swamped with doing all the work, then 1 week before the event, you decide to create something else. So we created a third game, which is called CAT. We first had the name Capture All Fields, but then we had another CTF domain and we couldn't use that. So we changed the name and it's now Conquer All Territories, because we now can name it CAT. So it's a pilot of a new game. It's live, but it's in development. How it works, you have the payment cards of Y, which you can pick up at the info tent. And if you get one of the payment cards, you're going to be either red or blue. There's no choice, you get the card, that's the team you're joining. When you go to one of the bases on the field, there are multiple bases on the field, look like that. Then you can turn it red or you can turn it blue. So you capture it for your team. Then it's going in lockdown mode for a while. Nobody can capture it in between. If you capture multiple bases on one field, then you turn that field in the color of your crew. Here's one you can find on one of the bridges on the quite near here. So the idea is over there. So you get a card. You're going to be red or blue. So if you're the two of you go to get a card, one of them can be red, one of them can be blue. Maybe you're the same team or not. There's no choosing. But from that moment, you're competing. You conquer a base, you can conquer fields, you're competing, you have fun, and you repeat. This is the current stats page, where you can see which team controls which base. If you go to the map, the official Y map, there is an option to go to the other dimension. You also want to try to do that for the secret token game. But if you go to the other dimension, there's also an option to activate the CAT game. And then you can show on the map the different points you can conquer and the fields which you can turn into your color. Like I said, this is a pilot. It might break down again tonight, or it might work. If you want to play and if you have feedback, let us know. This is something we came up a week ago, so it's a very early pilot, very alpha. So that already brings me to the end of this presentation. And I'm looking around. So these are the URLs of all the games we have. So the Capture the Flag is CTF, Secret Tokens is Token, and the CAT is CAT. So, are there any questions?
When the challenges end on Monday evening, can you still play some of them, or is it just a competition, or is it just gone?
So if you want to finish stuff, let us know, and we can keep stuff on. So we stopped the scoring, so there's no way to score points anymore. But if you want to finish challenges, we can keep stuff running. Or we might be late with turning stuff up. But you cannot score any points anymore. Yep. Any other question in this so overcrowded arena?
So, what is the flag format for the CTF?
Good question. Let me go back some slides. There it is. So the flag format, it starts with flag, and then you have 32 characters, which usually MD5 sum. Does that answer your question? Any other questions? Over there.
What happens if you reverse the MD5 sum?
Sorry?
What do you find if you reverse the MD5 sum of the flag?
So when you reverse the MD5 sum of the flag, so first you waste a lot of time, but feel free to do so. Some of them we choose randomly, but sometimes I just put in a string for fun and see if it is. So. Then you find what I thought about that moment while I created that flag. If you find one, come over and we'll get you a beer. Any other questions? I don't think so.
In that case, a big thank you again. Guys.
Thanks.